Between the time you got up this morning and the time you are listening to this talk, you will probably have done many things which are part of your daily routine. You have switched on the light, switched on the kettle, opened the tap, made yourself a cup of coffee or tea, ate some food, and of course switched on the computer, iPad, iPhone, or whatever device you are using to listen to this reflection. But have you paused for a second to think about where all these material things that you've touched today come from? How has the electricity been produced? Where does the water come from? The coffee beans, the tea leaves, the butter you've put on your bread, or the milk you've put in your cereal, and the metal used to produce the electronic devices. The first verse of the psalm that the church has chosen for All Saints' Day says it all. To Yahweh belong the earth and all it contains, the world and all who live there. In his letter, St. John tells us that we are called children of God because of the great love that God lavished on us. Whenever we recite the creed and proclaim, "We believe in one God, creator of heaven and earth," we acknowledge that God created the world and all its creatures. Each of us can identify some of these special moments when the beauty of the created world seized us. Maybe it has been when your child was born and you heard for the first time the cry of this new life. Maybe it has been standing on the deserted beach in front of the immensity of the sea, or simply taking a walk in the countryside and listening to the silence of nature. I am sure that each of us can recall one of these moments when we felt so little in front of the glory of creation and the mystery of God's love which sustains it. Catholic social teaching translates Psalm 24 and St. John's affirmation that we are children of God by two principles: stewardship and universal destination of goods. Humans are stewards, not owners of the created world. We have been given the natural environment as a gift from the Creator to provide for our needs. But it is a gift that we need to cherish and protect and not destroy, for our very lives depend on it. Material goods are therefore not the ultimate property of humans, but belong to God. Humans have received the intelligence to shape the world and transform the material resources given through creation. But the purpose of the goods that humans create should be to enable each human being to live in the dignity of the children of God. In his encyclical Populorum Progressio, Pope Paul VI wrote that everyone has the right to glean what he or she needs from the earth. Created goods should flow fairly to all. We are called to live as children of God and produce and use the material goods to enable ourselves and others to live in the image of our Creator. But how well do we live this filiation? Many of us are probably fed up, or at least I am, by the media telling us alarming stories of climate change and how humans have trashed the environment. Or the media telling us alarming statistics about global inequality and poverty. Indeed, we do not seem to have used and shared very well the resources that we have received as a gift. We all try to do our little bits: recycle, reuse, consume less, make our homes more energy efficient, switching lights off, limit our car use, or avoid flying, donate money to some social project, volunteering our time to help others, campaigning to change unjust laws, or even becoming a social entrepreneur. Trying to live out as God's children does indeed shape the way we live. It shapes the small as well as the big choices in our lives, from the choice of where and how we spend a holiday, to what kind of work we do and how we earn a living. For some, however, living as God's children means much more than a decision about how to live. It is sometimes a matter of life and death. José Claudio Ribeiro da Silva and Maria do Espírito Santo were small state farmers in the state of Pará in the Brazilian Amazon, making a living out of the harvest of Brazilian nuts. But their land was being threatened by illegal loggers and business people who were coveting the land for a more lucrative use. They were asked to move, but they refused. Zé Claudio was the president of a local association which sought to protect the land of small farmers like him. Zé Claudio and Maria had received death threats, but they would not give up their activities. They were shot dead in May 2011. In an interview shortly before his death, Zé Claudio said, "I could be here today talking to you, and in 1 month you will get the news that I disappeared. I will protect the forest at all cost. That is why I could get a bullet in my head at any moment. Because I denounce the loggers and charcoal producers. And that is why they think I cannot exist. People ask me, 'Are you afraid?' Yes, I'm a human being. Of course I'm afraid. But my fear does not silence me. As long as I have the strength to walk, I will denounce all of those who damage the forest." In some documentary made shortly before his death, Zé Claudio is shown picking up something from the ground, combing his hair and saying to the camera with laughter, "Look, nature is so generous, it even produced a comb for your hair." He used to say that a giant nut tree cut is like a dead body. Zé Claudio's sister, interviewed after his death, said to a journalist standing next to a giant nut tree, "No man could build this forest and this tree on his own. He only knows how to destroy it." Maria and Zé Claudio were not the only ones killed because of their protection of God's creation. One of the most publicized murders has been that of American nun Dorothy Stang. She was killed in 2005 on her way to a prayer meeting. She was seeking to protect the forest from destruction and to accompany farmers in their efforts at making a sustainable living from the land. Her activities were too threatening to some. She is reported to have taken her Bible out of her bag when she met her murderers and to have read the Beatitudes before being shot. "Blessed are the poor in spirit. The kingdom of heaven is theirs. Blessed are the gentle, they shall have the earth as inheritance. Blessed are those who mourn, they shall be comforted. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for uprightness, they shall have their fill. Blessed are the merciful, they shall have mercy shown them. Blessed are the pure in heart, they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, they shall be recognized as children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted in the cause of uprightness. The kingdom of heaven is theirs." When I was preparing for this reflection, I couldn't go further than the first beatitude. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who live their lives in total openness to God, empty of themselves and their own projects, so that the Spirit of God can entirely fill them. Zé Claudio and Maria could have migrated to the city and find an alternative source of livelihood, but they stayed, out of love for God's creation and the giant nut tree which they called Her Majesty. They couldn't bear seeing Her Majesty destroyed by greed and search for quick profits. Martyrdom is not something we should look for, but the lives of the saints who laid down their lives out of love for God can be an inspiration to us all. They have carried the seal of the living God, as the reading from the book of Revelation tells us. They have set the seal of God's love upon their heart. Let God's Spirit live in them, and let themselves be taken where the Spirit led. This is what we should look for. set the seal of the living God upon our hearts, and give thanks for the wonders of the world and all the created goods that we use in our daily lives. In his rule, Saint Benedict urged the monks to regard all the monastic utensils and goods of the monastery as if they were the sacred vessels, whether the objects used in the bakery, the kitchen, the garden, or the church. For all material things, Saint Benedict said, are sacramenta, that is, symbols that reveal the beauty and goodness of their creator. So next time you eat a Brazilian nut or pick up some chestnuts or wood for the winter fire, have a thought.